Slavery is a practice that persists into the present day, albeit in the shadows, behind the bars of prisons, the closed doors of private homes, and within the walls of brothels. My guest today is Sarah Davison Tracy, a Colorado-based human rights advocate, author, speaker, and founder of Seeds of Exchange. She has a new book out by the name of No Longer Untouchable, and she joins me live this morning. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Start us off with some context. What is Seeds of Exchange, the organization you founded, and what kind of work does it do?
Yeah, so I founded Seeds of Exchange with this belief that each and every person is here to make a difference, and that small acts with a focus on really caring for one another, whether it's in our neighborhoods or land, people on lands far away, really feel good, and that we can truly make a difference together. So I created this organization to share stories, to share opportunities. We have monthly fundraisers that are partnered with friends of mine around the world. And I just love to share stories that inspire people to make a change together.
Your new book, No Longer Untouchable, chronicles the personal stories of five Badi women in Nepal. Four are survivors of human trafficking, and another, Devisara Hana Badi, is a young leader in campaigns against human trafficking and caste-based segregation. How did you first meet Hana Badi?
Yeah, she was a guest in my home, along with several friends of hers. And this was about 7 years ago. And over the course of the week they stayed with me, we just developed this deep, rich, fast friendship. And for me, the kind of pivotal moment of change was when human trafficking became less of a cause and became deeply personal. And I came to know these people that whose lives had been very impacted by human trafficking. And I thought, wow, I truly want to be able to make a difference and gather people to join this fight against human trafficking. And that's when I began writing this book.
And you acknowledge in the book that sometimes charitable organizations re-traumatize trafficking survivors by having them retell their stories in a way that highlights their worst moments or even exaggerates them, because those are the stories that prompt donors to open their wallets.
Yeah.
How did you navigate this collaborative storytelling process to prevent that?
Yeah, it was probably the utmost focus for me and for our lead storyteller, Devisara Hana Badi. And we were very, very intentional to follow the survivors, to follow when they were ready to talk and when they needed just some time to pull back and pause and collect and gather themselves. But what we found in this kind of beautiful cross-cultural global collaboration, this whole thing happened really via Zoom and via WhatsApp texts and video chats back and forth, was we found that what happened was this sisterhood over the last 7 years developed, and the storytellers found a profound sense of connection and healing in this sisterhood and in telling their stories in this safe manner. And they've all of them talked about feeling a profound sense of purpose in being able to say, I am telling my story so that I can be a part of the change that needs to be made to bring a change in human trafficking so that all people can be free.
The women whose stories you document in the book say this is the first book in English about the modern situation of caste-based segregation and exploitation Badi women face. What kind of an impact is it having inside of Nepal?
Well, I'll tell you this. 2 months ago, I was in Nepal for the book launch, for this launch. And the story is gathering so much attention inside of Nepal that the president of Nepal invited us to and actually hosted our book launch in her private press club in her home. And she was determined to be the one from her home She gathered all of the national press. She streamed it live across the country of Nepal. She invited Hannah and I to speak and invited each of our storytellers to come. It was the first time low caste women had ever been invited into the home, to the press club of a president. And she did that with great intention and said, this is something that our country has to pay attention to from the top down. And it was a huge honor and took our breath away, really, with the reality of being with the president of Nepal.
Well, we are about out of time, but I did want to get to one other part of the world and your connection to it. I wanted to ask about your recent trip to Poland and Ukraine and how that ties into the work you do with Seeds of Exchange.
Yes. So very briefly, we did bring water filters that were created by a friend of mine, John DeYoung, Vivo Blue Water for All filters, and to Nepal. It was the first time that many of these villages that we went to, where Hannah has been working, that's our lead storyteller and activist. So we brought fresh, clean water for the first time to Nepal. And then 6 weeks later, I was a part of a humanitarian mission also led by my friend John DeYoung to Ukraine, because what is happening, probably y'all have heard, but infrastructure, including water, is being destroyed in Ukraine. And there is a serious humanitarian issue going on in Ukraine due to a lack of water, lack of clean water. They have water. So we brought these water filters, 400 with us in our bags, and then thousands more are on their way. We developed partnerships, relationships, and I did some work to research what's happening around human trafficking because of the displacement of millions and millions of Ukrainians, and it's on the rise in and around Ukraine right now.
Sarah Davis and Tracy, do you have any book events or anything coming up in the Front Range region?
Yeah. So what I'm doing right now all summer long is if anyone has book clubs, virtual or in person, or any community gatherings that I can be a part of, I would love to come, bring my books, share some stories. And I really love this intimate way to be able to connect with communities. So please invite me to come. I'd love to be a part, and reach out to me on my website. I will let you know when we have future book events. And please join our Seeds Giving Fund, which is right now focused on water filters in Ukraine. And $65 provides a water filter for 15 people for 2 to 3 years in Ukraine.
Sarah Davis and Tracy, thank you so much for joining me today on The Morning Magazine.
Thank you.